Start your day at Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, 24th of Adar, 17th of March. Rabbi Yaakov Aronovitz Shlita, Vayakel Pekudei. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Dinner on the 15th Yatzad, the father of Ben Tzion, Ben of Avraham, Moshe Alevi Dinner, Zechron Lerocha. This Yatzad was last Thursday, yesterday, a week ago. And also by Family Stern and Dunner on the third Yatzad, the late father and grandfather Woody Stern, Ben Ishmael, Zeb, Ben Ochama, Kern, Zechron Lerocha. This Yatzad is tomorrow.
Morning.
On our Erev Shabbos Parshas VaYakel Pekudei, and Parshas VaYakel starts off. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of Klal Yisrael together, and before telling them about Tzivui to go ahead and build the Mishkan, he first tells them about Shabbos. VaYakel Moshe es kol hadas bnei Yisrael v'yom aleihem eli advarim asher tzivah Hashem la'asos oisom. Sheshes yomim te'osim melocha v'yom ha'shvi yilechem kodesh Shabbos Shabbos in Lashem. The union of Shabbos. And we find Shabbos comes up many times in the Torah. And here in Sefer Shmos, two of the times, Parshas Kisiso and here in Parshas Vayakel, we find Shabbos Kodesh comes together with Meleches HaMishkon. In Kisiso, we have Meleches HaMishkon followed by the Parsha in which we have Veshomru, how Shabbos is an ois. And then Parshas Vayakel, before Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael to go ahead and build the Mishkan, we once again have Shabbos. And Mefarshim speak about the fact that in Parshas Kisiso, first we have the Meleches HaMishkan in Trumat Tetzaveh, followed by Shabbos. And here in Parshas Vayakel, it starts off with Shabbos, and only then we have the Meleches HaMishkan. But this fact that we find that Shabbos comes together with a Mishkan, the Ramban in Sefer Yikra, he speaks out that what Shabbos is in time, the Mikdosh is in place. The Mikdosh we know, V'shachanti V'soichom, it's the place of Ashras Hashchina, it's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. There's a time of, it's a place of connection. Similarly, in time, Shabbos is that place. It's that day which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that Shabbos. It's that time when it's that ois between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that time when there is that closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the Mikdosh is in place, Shabbos is in time. And it's always important to think, to go into what Shabbos is about. If we look at the many mitzvahs that we mekayim, Shabbos is one of those mitzvahs which takes up a lot of our time. It's a whole day. It's a seventh of our time, a whole day a week. It's a seventh of our time is Shabbos. And it's a bit before, a bit afterwards. Friday we're busy getting ready for Shabbos. It's something that we invest a lot of our time in being mekayim the mitzvah Shabbos. So we need to be explaining a little bit into what Shabbos is about. So I just want to focus a little bit on these two parashas that we find. In Parashas Kisiso, we have Shabbos which comes after the Meleches HaMishkan, and here we have Shabbos which comes before the Meleches HaMishkan. So if we look in Parashas Kisiso, just after Moshe Rabbeinu finishes telling Klal Yisrael about the Meleches HaMishkan, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, the parasha there starts off, keep my Shabbos. Keep my Shabbos. Shabbos is that special ois, that sign of that connection between me and you, so that you should know that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am being mekadosh you. And you should keep the Shabbos, ki kodesh ilochem. You call me mechalolit. And then it says that there's an idea of doing melacha. Sheshes yomim yei osem melacha uvayoy mashi Shabbos Shabbos and kodesh Lashem. And then it follows on with Veshomru. When Veshomru again, it speaks about how Shabbos is that ois between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems that the primary focus of the Shabbos in Parshas Kisiso speaks about the fact that Shabbos is this ois between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's given us the special Shabbos. And the way to keep it is by one can do melacha in the 6 days, but on the seventh day on Shabbos, one has to refrain from doing melacha. The Torah doesn't go into any specifics of melacha. It just says, if you mechalal Shabbos, there's a oynesh. Of Koris. Whereas in Parshas Vayakel, when the Torah starts off speaking about Shabbos before the Melech Samishkon, it doesn't speak at all about how Shabbos is that special ois. Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, on the one hand. And on the other hand, it does go into specifics of melacha. It says, Lo sivaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem b'yoyba Shabbos, which is one of the only melachas, which of the Lama Tess melachas, which the Torah speaks out. There's the melacha of Havara, not to kindle a fire. So why is it that in Parshas Kisisa, where we've got Shabbos together with the Mishkan, there it speaks about how it's an ois, it's a special connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it doesn't really go so much into the specifics of melachas. Whereas here in Parshas Vayakel, it doesn't speak at all about the fact that Shabbos is an ois, and it goes into the specific melacha of Lo Sivaru Esh B'chol Moish V'Seichem. There's also another small diuk one can make, that in both parshas it does speak about doing work in the 6 days and resting on the seventh. In Parshas Kisisa, it says Sheishas Yomim Be'Yosem Melacha. 6 days work should be done, can be done. U'Bayom HaShvi Shabbos Shabbos and Kodesh L'Hashem. And on the seventh day it's Shabbos Shabbos and Kodesh L'Hashem. Now if we look in the way it says that same halacha in Parshas Vayakel, there it says a slightly different lashon, Sheish Yomim Te'osem Melacha, which in Parshas Kisisa it says Ye'osem Melacha, it's Te'osem Melacha. There it can be done. Here it can be done by you. And then it says Vayom Hashvi Yelochem Koide Shabbos Shabbos in Hashem. When it speaks about the Yom Hashvi, it should be for you a Shabbos Kodesh. So we have the Melacha will be done by you. And for you, it will be a Shabbos Kodesh. That we have in Parshas Vayakel. Whereas in Parshas Kisisa, it just says that in those 6 days, work can be done, and the seventh day is Shabbos. It doesn't focus on the you. What's the difference between these two things? So I'd just like to take a step back. And if we look at the Torah, Shabbos comes in many, many places. In Sefer Bereshis, on the seventh day of Bereshis, Vayichul HaShemayim Va'aretz, and we have Shabbos there. In Sefer Shmos, Shabbos comes in many times. The first time we have Shabbos is after Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim, there's Kriyas Yamsuf, and then we have the Mon. And through the Mon, Chazal tell us that the Brocha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Shabbos, Birchoi B'mon, Kidshoi B'mon, a double portion of Mon came down on Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos no Mon came down. That's the first time we come across Shabbos. We then have Shabbos later on in Aseres HaDibrois. Then after that, both in Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa, there's a parsha which brings Shabbos together with speaking about the three Yomim Tovim, the Gimel Regalim. And then we have the earlier parsha which we mentioned in Kisisa, together with in Parshas Vayakel, where then we have Shabbos together with Binyan HaMishkan. That's all the Shabbosos that we have in Sefer Shmos. In Sefer Vayikra, we have Shabbos in three places. In Parshat Kedoshim, it puts Shabbos together with Kibud Av V'Em. Is everybody Tiro, Moira Av V'Em, together with Shabbos. And later on, in Parshat Bahar, we have Shabbos together with Moira Mikdosh. The Mikdoshi Tiro, and the Shabbosai Saiti Shmoiru. And then in Parshas Emor, when it speaks about the Yomim Tovim, the special Kodesh days, there also we have Shabbos. So in Sefer Bamidbar, Shabbos does appear as well, and Sefer Dvorim, but I don't want to focus on that at the moment. We're just going to look at Bereshis, Shmos, and Vayikra, what the general idea of each of those three Svarim is, and then analyze the Shabbosos that we have in each one, and then we'll come back to Shmos and see what the Shabbosos that we have in Sefer Shmos are. What is Sefer Bereshis? Sefer Bereshis is about the creation of the world, the building up of Klal Yisrael. Through Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, that's what Bereshis is about, the start. Shmos, if we stand back and look at what is Sefer Shmos about, the key events in Sefer Shmos is Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, and the Mishkan. All of those, if we want to find one definition to put all those together, I would say that the idea there is the chibur, the connection between what there is in Olam Hazeh, Klal Yisrael, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself through the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Followed by Kriyas Yam Suf. Matan Torah was Atorei Solodas Ki Hashem Elokim Einu Milvadoi. He came down, he said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The world became connected with the Dvar Hashem, which was given then in the Luchos. And that's followed by the Mishkan, where there we have that chibur, the Ashros Ashchina here in Klal Yisrael. That's what Sefer Shmos is all about. What's Sefer Vayikra about? Vayikra is, after we've got the beginning in Sefer Bereshis, we then have Sefer Shmos, which is the chibur between Klal Yisrael, the Olam Hazeh, and the Borei Olam. Vayikra then is, so how do you deal with that chibur? What do you do with that kedusha, which is infused into the world through that chibur? What do you then do? We have the halachas about korbanos, going to Beis HaMikdosh. We have the kedusha that people then get, and how therefore they have to be noyeg. The tzarayas, the macholas asuras. And then we have, in Emor, we have the times which are kodesh. This kedusha which people have, there's the kodesh places in the Beis HaMikdosh where you go, you do the avodah. And then Emor is those times which are times of kedusha. So Shmois is the creation of that kedusha, the chibur, which gives that, the world that kedusha, the chibur to the Borei Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to this world through the Torah, through the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Shechida in the Mishkan. Vayikra is then, once you've got that, how are you meant to deal with that? What mitzvahs, what dinim are there which come because you now have that kedusha? So, with that we can understand what the Shabbos in Sefer Vayikra are. The Shabbos in Sefer Vayikra, the Torah doesn't speak about how the bris that there is in Shabbos, the chibur that Shabbos gives us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a Shabbos. There's a Shabbos which is kodesh. You've got to keep that, just like you've got to honor your parents. You've got to have Moro Mikdosh. That's the Shabbos that we have in Sefer Vayikra. And in Emor, it's the times which have special kedusha. What do you mean to do on those times which have special kedusha? That's all once the kedusha's there. That's the Shabbosis that we have in Sefer Vayikra. And if we're saying that Sefer Shmos is all about the chibur between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with this world and puts his kedusha here, then the Shabbosis that we have in Sefer Shmos are all going to express that as well. And if we look through, we take a see that. The first Shabbos that we have in Sefer Shmos, we said, is with the mon. The mon is that lechem min hashamayim, the only physical expression that there is in this world to Shabbos was through the mon. We don't see Shabbos. We know that it's a time which is kadosh. What was the only physical expression which showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's put the Shabbos in this world was through this lechem which came down min hashamayim, which was the chibur that we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the special lechem. And he expressed that there's a Shabbos by giving us double on Erev Shabbos and nothing coming on Shabbos. That's the Vayvorech, Vayekadesh, Birchei B'mon, and Kidshei B'mon. Then, in Parshas Yisroi, we have Shabbos as part of the Aseres HaDibros. Now we say in Shabbos morning, the davening, we say, Yisbach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi Ki Eve Nemon Karosoloi, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the two Luchos. V'kosuv Bohem Shemir as Shabbos, and we say v'shomru. Now that's very interesting what's going on there. He came down with the luchos. It says in them Shmir Shabbos, and it also says in the Torah v'shomru. What's exactly being expressed? It should say, and it says in them Zochar Yom Shabbos Lekachay or something. But no, it says he came down with the luchos. It says in them Shmir Shabbos v'chein kosov b'seir osecho v'shomru. So the Briskerov said that pshat like this. He said that when the Tfil is saying that he came down with the luchos, and in them was Shmir Shabbos, what the Achagas HaGdoyah was trying to focus on in the Tefillah was that Shabbos is part of the Shnei Luchos HaBris. The Luchos HaBris were a Chefta of Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. They were a physical Dvar Hashem, the Diburim, which he said in Aseres HaDibros, were in those luchos, and they were given to us, they were the Luchos HaBris. They created a connection with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through these Aseres HaDibros that were there in the Luchos. And in that Shabbos, that's the point that we're focusing on in the Tefillah. The Luchos HaBris of Shabbos is the bris about Shabbos. Shabbos has that connection. V'chein koso b'serosecho in v'shomru, that there it says that Shabbos is that ois between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that point of chibur. The other places where we have Shabbos in Sefer Shmos, we mentioned before, is in Mishpotim and in Kisiso, together with the Shor Shalish Regalim. Now, the Shor Shalish Regalim we do find in other places as well, in Emo and in Re'eh. But if we look, there's something specific about the Gimel Regalim that we have in Pash Mishpotim and Pash Kisiso, which we don't have in Emo, and that it's speaking about the fact that at the Gimel Regalim, Klal Yisrael do Aliyah L'Regel. We go to the Beis HaMikdash to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we do at Aliyah L'Regel. So the Moyadim, which are being spoken about in Kisiso and Mishpatim, is the fact that these Moyadim are time when we go up to the Beis HaMikdash, a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed, and we feel that chibur that we have with Him. And there, together with those Gimel Regalim, again we have Shabbos, because these are the Shabbosos of Sefer Shmos, the Shabbosos of that chibur that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously, the Shabbosos that we have together with the Mikdash, like we spoke about before, that the reason why Shabbos is together in both Parshas Kisiso and in Vayakel, together with the Mishkan, is because that which the Mishkan is in place, Shabbos is in time. The Mishkan in place is that place of Chibur, that place of Ashras Ashchina. Shabbos is in time, that's the man of Chibur. And if we look at Kisiso, it's quite obvious. That's all the Psukim speak about, is about how Shabbos is that ois. It's an ois. It's a tchibur. It's a connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only question is, so it's true that in Parshas Vayakel, in this week's Parsha, we've again got Shabbos together with the Mikdash, which, like we're explaining, it's that time. It's a time of chibur, like the Mikdash is that place of chibur. But where do we see in anything, in the halachas, anything about that special chibur that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's a big difference between the Mishkan that we have early on in Truman Tetzaveh and over here in Vayakel. There, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu what to do, and here, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael how to go ahead and do it. And we know that the order is different. In Truma, it starts off with the Kalim, with the Oroin, and only afterwards with the Mishkan. Whereas in Parshas Vayakel, Bezalel first makes the Mishkan and only then the Kelim. And Chazal, the Gemara, Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Brochus, that Chazal comments on this, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu had told Bezalel first to do the Kelim, Bezalel had a special understanding and he made the Mishkan first. And without going to the Arichas, but the Vilna Gaon explains like this, the Vilna Gaon in Brochus, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was focusing, when he started off speaking about the Kelim, he was saying there's a tachlis which we're trying to achieve through the building the Mishkan. We're trying to have that Ashras Ashchina. That Ashras Ashchina is through what? Through the Kelim. The Mishkan is just the place where that's going to happen. So if we're looking at what the Mishkan is top down, kilu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, his place where he came down and he connected through the Mishkan with us was through the Kelim. At the top of them being the Oroin, there was the Torah. That was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and connected with us. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at us, what is the Mishkan about? It starts us over there. But from Klal Yisrael's point of view, when they're starting at the bottom and they're going to work up, how are they going to prepare themselves to be able to accept that chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They first need to make the vessel for that. And for that, they first got to create a place where that place will be the right environment in which to then go and have the Kelim. When then we'll have that chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference between the two orders that we have in the earlier Mishkan and here. And that's going to be different in the Shabbos as well. The Shabbos in Parshas Kisiso, like we said then, the Mishkan there speaking about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, I've got a Hashras Hashchina which I want to put down by you. So I'm telling you to do the Kelim first. Start off with the Oroin. So when we're speaking about the Shabbos, we're going to start off saying, it's my special Shabbos. I've got my special day. I'm giving you that special day. Yeah, that means that therefore, you, mitzidchem, if you want to have from that special day, you shouldn't do malacha. Whereas here in Parshas Vayakel, we're talking about how Klal Yisrael, how they have to come and accept Shabbos. How do they prepare themselves in order to be able to go and receive that Shabbos? So that's why the Lashonis are very different. In Parash Kisiso, it says there is a Shabbos. That means that Melacha can't be done in other days. Whereas over here it focuses on the you. You do Melacha for 6 days, and you stop doing Melacha on Shabbos, and that's why the Shabbos will be Uvayoyim Eshviyeh Lochem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbosoyim. It's not that there's a Shabbos which I'm letting you take part. You've got to create Shabbos from yourselves. And that's why over here in Parashat Vayakel, it speaks about specifics of Melacha. What actions do you have to refrain from? Because we're talking about how Klal Yisrael, they have to come and accept Shabbos. What can we take from this for us, Lemaisa? We're saying there's two aspects in Shabbos. There's one aspect in Shabbos, there's the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is fixed in the Bria. It's that special day. But we're seeing over here that in Vayakel, where we're talking about how Klal Yisrael preparing themselves to be the right keli for that Kedusha, it could be that that Kedusha is there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to give it to us. But we've got to prepare ourselves in order to be able to be mekabel it. The famous story with the Chofetz Chaim, running out of time, the kids in Imritz, there was somebody who, he wasn't well, and his children weren't Shomer Shabbos. And he went to get a brocha, it's a whole story, he had a dream, they needed to see the Chofetz Chaim, and he was on his going on a train on his way to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim was actually on that train. And he thought, oh, it's amazing, Kesh Baruch Hu sent him the Siyat Yishmael to be able to see the Chofetz Chaim. He went to the Chofetz Chaim, and even before he said,